Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're a parent, this is the most expensive time of the year.
Yeah.
Probably even more than Christmas.
Really?
Yes. Because your kid needs their stuff, and there is no way around it. Back in the day, however, it wasn't this way. Our parents had a tried and true system to save money on back-to-school supplies.
How'd that work?
Well, here's the thing. Kimmy's going to break it down for us perfectly. Yeah. But it's a system that it doesn't feel like you can rely on anymore.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. Tommy?
Yeah, buddy.
Believe it or not, we are really close to back-to-school.
That's insane.
4 or 5 weeks away, depending on where your kid goes. And with that comes school supply shopping. So over the weekend, to help parents with that cost, Verizon was teaming up with different groups all around the greater Rochester area to give away backpacks with supplies at all their Rochester locations to make sure that these families, you know, they're not overextending themselves. Yeah. And that's a nice way to save some money.
It's great.
It's a great thing for Verizon to do because, Tommy, these back-to-school lists can bankrupt you.
Really? Because you have to get, like, a certain thing, and it has to be that actual thing.
And your kids need all of these things. Yeah. Even though parents argue they don't actually need all these things, your kid can't show up on the first day without stuff on the list.
All right.
And what sucks is our parents had a great system to get us a bunch of school supplies without spending that money back in the day. Right, Kimmy?
Oh, yeah. All the pens, pencils, binders, and folders you need.
Courtesy
of Eastman Kodak.
Why is that building empty?
Okay, you bring up Kodak.
Yeah.
But Kodak, Xerox, Bausch & Lomb, God knows how many other
Every office never locked that stuff up. It was just there because people needed it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like there were certain things you obviously had to go buy at the store.
Computer.
But a lot of the basics came from work.
Yeah.
I mean, how many Rochester workplaces in the 70s, 80s, and 90s financed complete back-to-school budgets without having any idea?
Yeah.
Right? Can parents still pull that off? 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Are you still able to go get a bunch of your kids' school supplies out of the big old cabinet where you work?
I'm guessing they lock all that stuff up like here now. All those supplies are like, remember when we needed hand sanitizer?
Yeah.
And it's locked up.
Bro, they stopped buying forks. We had to find where the forks, the plastic forks were hidden, and we brought them down to our studio. No, you're right. I mean, that's a good point. People are now locking them up because of our parents. Thanks a lot. I'm not even trying to steal. I just need a pen.
Yeah, like printer paper, tough to come by.
They locked that up.
So printer paper, people, even when I first started working in the radio business, people just walked out with like a reams of that stuff.
Yeah.
So like the fact that it's locked up is issue number one.
Yeah.
The other potential issue is the lack of actual supplies at your job. Because, you know, as we go more technological, your need for pens, pencils,
you don't
and
need
papers.
It.
Yeah. Like, I'll be honest with you. If I needed a pen, I've been using this pen. I don't even know. Pennington, the grass seed people.
Oh.
No idea.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
This pen is going to die any minute.
You wouldn't even know.
I don't know where to get another pen.
For a new one.
I don't have another pen in the studio. I don't know where to go to get another pen.
I do find it funny when I see people with fancy pens. Why?
Oh, like the cross, engraved ones?
Yeah, those cross gold ones. It used to be like the standard.
See, she's so low end, she doesn't even know what a fancy pen is. You're talking about like engraved, like you wrote your name on it in another pen?
Well, who are you writing?
I would think that's the only reason I have a pen, is to try and impress you with my pen.
Yeah, but you don't even whip it out. What are you doing with it? Make it a point?
Okay, maybe, yeah. I'll tell you something about my fancy pen. I mean, I would also worry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kimmy, back in the day, it seemed that if these businesses were aware they were getting ripped off for supplies, they didn't care. It was just like a perk of the job.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of seemed cheap. Like it was, you know, it was. I'm sure people were pretty open about it just based on how much stuff people were taking.
Okay, but I would also worry that businesses take this stuff so seriously now.
That
if I do try and take stuff,
I would be worried.
And I get caught, either I'm fired or I'm
going to
get prosecuted.
You're
going
to be mentioned in an email at some point.
And that's the best case scenario. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Instagram messages coming in talking about stealing your kids' school supplies from work. Adam writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us on Instagram. A bunch of districts give the kids iPads or laptops now, so back-to-school lists have been cut way back on the amount of stuff needed.
That's
true.
Nice.
Okay.
It's true, but there are still lists, and I can speak from personal experience.
Yeah.
And the younger the kids are, the more actual supplies they're going to need. Because, like, you need
like art supplies.
Yeah, crafts, crayons, markers, construction paper, 15 boxes of tissues for some reason. but even Adam, he touches on a back-to-school cost. That you actually, you have a choice whether or not to pay this, but it's insane not to. So like with all these kids getting these Chromebooks, laptops, whatever from the school, it's free.
Mm.
You have the option to pay for laptop insurance.
Laptop insurance.
It sucks.
So in case a kid loses it?
Or breaks it.
Yeah.
Which they're going
to
do.
100%. So the laptop insurance, depending on where your kid goes to school, costs anywhere between $25 and $100.
That's like a one-time fee?
One-time fee.
It's not bad.
All right.
No, well, not bad. $100?
Yeah, but he's going to crack it or drop it.
But if you really don't trust your kid.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I can get a lot of school supplies with $100. So, like, the argument, like, we're saving money with the laptop. You're right. But I'm spending $50, $75, $100 to insure this laptop that I have to insure. And I know there are parents that are like, I'm not going to spend the money. And then when your kid shatters that Chromebook.
Even like the most responsible kid, I mean, when they're toting that around back and forth
throwing
to school
it all over
every
the place.
Day, it's an accident is bound to happen.
Like, did anybody not pay for the insurance and get away with it? 252-WCMF, because I pay for the insurance every year. I think my oldest went through two last year.
Wait, broke them?
One, she broke.
This is a Chromebook?
Yeah. The other one, it just stopped working.
But she probably...
I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she brought whatever happened, but am I on the hook for that if I hadn't paid for the insurance?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's a computer error. It wasn't my kid's fault. Kimmy, did your parents buy you the trendy supplies back in the day?
No. I was allowed to get, like, one Lisa Frank folder.
Do you remember Lisa Frank?
No.
Kimmy, can you explain Lisa
Frank
to Tom?
It was, like, neon-colored, like, cute animals with giant eyeballs.
So who's Lisa Frank?
She was like an artist, a designer
at the time.
Yeah.
She designed like a bunch of school supplies. And they were always more expensive than your average school supplies.
So you could get one Lisa?
But yeah, I have like one Lisa Frank folder. Most of the other folders were like the dollar ones I didn't really get to pick out whatever I wanted. It was whatever the cheapest option was.
So like for girls, it was Lisa Frank. Yeah. For the boulders. Boulders, binders, folders, and notebooks. Yeah. For boys, it was either the officially licensed NFL NBA ones,
okay.
right? Where like Shaquille O'Neal or Jim Kelly was on the front of my folder, or like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie stuff was very big.
Right.
Yeah, any Disney thing was always more expensive.
Also, JanSport backpacks, bro.
Oh, okay.
JanSport.
Yeah, you see those all over the place.
When I was in elementary and middle school, that was the biggest measure of wealth in the school.
A backpack.
Well, no, they had like the plastic Wegmans ones you could buy Wegmans, right? And like, sure, it had a Bills logo on it, but like the strap was going to come off in 2 months. That JanSport, man.
Last forever.
Did you have a JanSport?
I don't remember. Probably. How many?
Yes, you spoiled ass woman, you.
I don't know. How many brands of backpacks were there then?
What was JanSport and plastic? That's what I remember.
So, you know, like my wife doesn't throw anything out.
Yeah, yeah.
So when the kids went off to college, when I was moving in, she must have had, and I'm not kidding you, 10 backpacks downstairs.
Why'd you keep buying them?
From over the years. Because they would get ragged out or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, from when they were like tykes to, it was almost like the evolution of man. Like, you could have lined those backpacks up over the years. She had a pile of them down there.
Well, it's funny you bring that up because the easiest way to save money on your school supplies, and everybody knows this, is to just save them year to year. But for some reason, none of us do, right? Like, your kid will get home from the last day of school, and somehow some of those folders, pens, pencils, markers, calculators, yeah. they'll still be okay.
Yeah, yeah. Some of it.
Right?
Some of it gets so what do you do beat with it? Up.
Well, but you could put it off into the corner, count it up.
Use it up.
And use it for the next, you know, use it next yeah. year. But we never do.
Oh.
It either gets
so you just toss it?
It gets thrown out, it gets misplaced. Like no parent mm-hmm. saves that stuff. And I every year at the end of school, I'm like, all right, we're gonna do it this year. And then it just disappears.
Yeah.
It's almost like there's magic that these companies pay for to make it dissolve into thin air. So the good news.
What's the good news?
As we talk about back to school supplies, Verizon over the weekend, giving away backpacks across the greater Rochester area full of stuff, can't steal stuff from your work anymore.
Yeah, it's
like
over.
Kimmy's parents used to. If your kids are in high school,
yeah.
you can make up for the lack of stealing school supplies by thrift shopping for back-to-school clothes because it seems that is still cool for kids.
Used mm-hmm. clothing.
Yeah, vintage as they call it.
Yes. But is it in style?
Yeah, I took the kids to the Lucky Flea yesterday downtown near Parcel 5. And, I mean, any thrift shop will
do. Yeah, it's kind of like the fun of the hunt.
My kids love it. They love it. And it's great. It's like to be alive.
I know.
Because I've had to do back to school shopping before the vintage stuff was like for clothes. And my kids wear uniforms. Like they have a dress code.
Oh, yeah.
True, yeah.
And you're still spending out the you know what? Because, Kimmy, you remember like all of those mall stores when we were in middle and high school, they had us by the throat. Jeans
I mean, you had limited options and a lot of that stuff.
And those jeans were $80 in like 2002.
But don't the jeans keep changing? Like, especially for girls, like every year it's like a different style of jeans.
The jeans keep changing. Yeah, but it's still the same brand.
No, but I'm like, but like the new jeans look like mom jeans.
Yeah.
Do your daughters want to have mom jeans or what the jeans were popular 3 years ago at the thrift store?
So I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure what jeans are popular right now because my
wife kind of
seems like all jeans.
Wide leg mom jeans are big.
But no, my wife started wearing mom jeans. So I don't know if that means they've now crossed over the teens into moms because when moms start wearing them, they're not cool anymore.
Yes. Oh, your mom.
No. Well, I'm sorry. My wife, their mom started wearing. Yeah, you get what I'm saying.
It's the ugliest jean, man.
I literally just said my wife wears those jeans.
Your wife's a beautiful woman. I'm just saying the jeans. They're ugly looking jeans.
So you want my wife to get out of her jeans is what you're saying.
No, you
literally just said your wife is a beautiful woman, but those jeans are ugly.
Yes.
Which logically infers you're asking me to get my wife out of them jeans.
No. No. Different jeans.
Sharon writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. And I know there is an entire school district listening going, I don't even know what the problem is because
why?
She says Hilton buys all supplies for the kids, our tax money, but easier.
Wait, goddamn.
So Hilton, they've done this the last couple
so
of years.
So they just hey, come to school, we got your supplies?
You got
How do they, wait, because of the property taxes?
I don't know. I mean, it is taxes, but they take care of the kids' school supplies.
That's a great deal.
Well, I mean, except for guys like you who don't have kids. I'm paying for their markers!
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm paying for Hilton school supplies.
No, you're not.
No.
Got to be your bull. Like, does that include everything like backpacks and tissues and all? Like, what
maybe
do I have?
Maybe they cover
shoes,
the basics.
Mom jeans?
I would assume, like, you still have to buy your own, like, backpack and stuff.
Oh.
To get your stuff.
Man, that'd be pretty cool. You go to school and you got a backpack all set up for you.
Yeah, but I don't get to pick my backpack.
Yeah, but there would still be kids that have, like, fancier backpacks. Like, I'm too good for this.
I want this. It's like the kids, because, like, there's free lunch for kids across, you know.
Yeah.
Right? And there are still kids that'll bring in higher-end lunch, not because that's what they like. But because this one is Hilton the only local school district that does that?
I don't know.
You would think like rich ones could do it.
Well, but I mean, you don't think of wealth when you think of Hilton, with all due respect to Hilton. I mean, you know, you spread out the pain amongst everybody in the community.
Right, but I'm saying like Pittsburgh, you probably pay really high taxes. I don't know because I don't see the bill. But I'm guessing they got a lot of bank coming in. They could do it.
Okay, yeah,
but
I don't think they do.
It's also people with the most bank.
Yeah,
it chins out. Yeah, they're going to complain the most.
That's true.
All right, so look, if you're going to get all that stuff for your kid, good luck. Godspeed.
Yeah.
Right? And I know we say this every year, but I'm as guilty of it as anybody else. You want to start doing it now. Because, Kimmy, you remember that 2 weeks before school, you would go down whatever aisle in whatever
store.
Chaos.
Right? Madness.
It was like that hot pink / red folder that nobody else
limited
wanted.
Limited options.
It's the most busted supplies.
Oh, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny how last week,
yeah,
Tommy thought guys this age having this very important job would be totally fine. And this week, one is arrested for allegedly lying about it. But who knew just pretending could get you in this much trouble? Because we've seen other men do this before. But they were actually trying to do the job.
Okay.
They were pretending to do. You're hanging out in the breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So there was a teenager in some serious trouble just east of us this morning.
So what did he do?
Authorities say the 17-year-old somehow managed to, quote, gain access to a law enforcement uniform. They then say he took pictures of himself wearing it and shared the images with someone else on social media,
okay,
claiming to be a police officer.
But he didn't do anything.
He did not do anything, as far as we know in the story. Okay. He just shared the pictures claiming to be a police officer with someone else on social media. Yeah. It turns out that, Tommy, is very illegal.
It is?
Yeah. The teen was arrested last week, charged with impersonating an officer. He has a court date coming up. So this isn't the first time we've seen someone arrested for impersonating an officer. But almost all the other stories we've seen have people dressed up like cops,
yeah,
trying to do cop things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They legitimately pull
people. Try to be officers.
Yeah, they pull people over. They try to write tickets. They, yeah, try and arrest people. They'll show up at your front door for some reason. They're actively doing what they think police work is. That,
yeah,
without saying, is dangerous.
Okay.
Tommy, the allegations in this story with the 17-year-old are not that.
Right. He never left the house, sounds
right.
Like.
Are you surprised he can be arrested for this?
Yeah, because let's say you're at a bar and you're trying to impress some girl.
Okay.
And she asks, what do you do for a living? I go, yeah, I'm a cop. And me saying that to a girl to impress her, even though I'm not a cop, is that illegal?
You're not dressed up like a cop.
I just say I'm a cop.
You're just telling people you're a cop.
Yeah, I tell this girl, I'm trying to get in her pants, I'm a cop. Because I know they like chicks in uniform.
Dudes in uniform. But for you, it actually worked.
Dudes in uniform.
Yeah, no, but I mean, the way you said it for yourself was
yeah.
Freeze, turkey!
Do you think that's illegal?
I mean, it's more of an embarrassing thing for
no,
you.
But I
guess
I get
wouldn't think it's technically illegal.
So let's say there's a cop at the bar and he questions me and it turns out I'm not a cop. I go, no, yeah. I'm lying. Could he go, you're under arrest for impersonating a police officer?
Well, he's not on duty, so no. Again, we're getting back into splitting hairs from last week. Look, I wouldn't have thought this was illegal.
I wouldn't think so either, because you're just doing a gag.
Yeah, I would have.
But you're not
doing a gag. You're trying to get laid.
Yeah, you do want people to think that you are a cop.
I'm not out actively trying to be a cop.
You're not acting on it, you're saying.
But you could also make the argument this woman believing you're a police
officer.
Yeah, it could
be dangerous.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? Depending on other things that could happen down the way. Kimmy, can you Google, is it against the law to say you are a police officer?
Well, I'm thinking it could be because let's say like you're telling people you're a cop because you like the attention, whatever.
Yeah.
If something happens, like God forbid some emergency comes up in that moment, people are going to look to you for answers.
I'm off duty.
Okay. Well, you're my dad. So, well, I mean, is it against the law to lie that you're a doctor to try and impress someone? Because in the same scenario, Kimmy, if something were to hit the fan.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard of anyone being arrested for being in a bar and saying, yeah, you know, I'm a cardiologist.
Yeah.
Some guy has a heart attack.
Yeah, it's illegal to tell people you are a police officer.
A police officer.
Police officer when you are
well,
not.
I've been drinking.
I'm a police officer.
It's still technically impersonating a police officer.
So you can't even say you're a cop.
Right.
No kidding. Can you Google if it's illegal to say you're a doctor?
Okay. It's got to be the same thing.
Well, not at all. I'm just trying
because somebody's having a heart attack. Not that kind of heart.
Well, I'm trying to impress my wife's friends, and I may have broken the law.
I only work on pig hearts.
I mean, I guess the big difference here in this story
what is that?
Is the information we don't have. If at 17, he got this uniform mm-hmm. and sent someone these pictures to try and impress them, that does kind of seem like no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
If he got this uniform and sent the pictures in an effort to get that other person to do something, to scare them after they did something to him, that makes more sense.
Yeah, because you're putting it in action.
Yeah. And look, we're never going to get that information, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Poor kid, man. Now he's got a record. He's just being a kid. I feel bad for him. I know it's wrong, but Jesus, man.
All right, let me ask this question, because it's funny you say this, and I understand where your sympathy is coming from. And the phone number is 252-WCMF. Is it too harsh to arrest a 17-year-old for taking pictures of himself in a police uniform and sending them to somebody else?
Yeah, I mean, I would think a warning or something like that, because, you know, now this sticks with him.
Okay. Well, he's under 18, yeah. So I don't know if it does. I'm just thinking out loud here.
Okay, all right. Maybe not. I always hate when I see, like, a young person F up to a certain degree, and then, like, it just haunts them for the rest of their life.
Okay.
And it's just a kid being stupid like we all were.
All right, so you have sympathy for this kid.
Yeah.
Kimmy, is it illegal to say you're a doctor?
Okay, so it seems like technically no, but if you're acting on telling people you're a doctor, you know what I mean? Like
I can't
if you're
whip using out a scalpel.
If you're using it to gain access to things or actually drugs. Like posing, like telling people, let me check you out, I'm a doctor, is illegal.
All right, I'll keep lying to my wife's coworkers. Right. You having sympathy for this 17-year-old kid who was arrested again for acquiring a law enforcement officer's uniform, taking pictures and sending those pictures to someone on social media claiming to be a police officer arrested for impersonating a police officer. 252-WCMF. How old is too old to pretend?
Oh.
We all pretended back in the day.
Yes, but you're a kid.
Okay, but this kid's 17. At 17 years old, you're allowed to have dreams. That's what kids do.
Yeah.
Would you be freaked out by a 17-year-old pretending to be something he wanted to be when he grows up?
No, but you're kind of on the, you're at the end of pretend time.
Really?
Yeah.
I am shocked you had that take.
Well, we're all stupid kids.
Okay, I'm going to ask Kimmy.
Right.
Kimmy, how old is too old to pretend?
How old is too old to pretend?
Like this 17-year-old kid, if he wanted to be a cop and he dressed up like a cop to pretend to be a cop, does that freak you out?
Yeah, I mean, I would think like in high school, you shouldn't be pretending anymore.
Yeah, but we all pretend to get laid, to lie about.
But I think that's
cool.
Why. I think once you're old enough to know better, now you're doing it for reasons just to benefit
attention.
You, not because you actually like just find it fun.
But that's the difference. You're not. Yeah.
You're looking for attention.
Kimmy, what is the cutoff age for pretend?
15.
That's still late in the game too, isn't it?
I don't know. You're 14, 15 when you're a freshman in high school?
All right, so let's say you go 15. All right, so you come home tomorrow. There's a 15-year-old kid just moves into your neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's outside in a hard hat, construction vest, pretending to be a construction worker in the backyard. 15.
Just for the fun of it.
15. He's pretending.
He's just playing.
Okay. That doesn't freak you out?
It'll be a little strange.
Does that freak you out?
Well, if he's out in the yard, like, that's a little different.
That's pretending. He's pretending.
I always think of more online kind of stuff or, you know, just lying to, you know, meet a girl.
But that's not pretending. There is a difference between lying to get laid and pretending because you want to be that thing. Like for your own personal entertainment.
All right, so. If it's pretend, just to pretend.
Yeah.
I would lower my number.
What's your number?
It's around 15,
that's
16.
That's still ridiculously high.
But if you're lying to get laid, I raise the number.
That's worse. That is worse.
No, like, all you're trying to do is get in some chick's pants,
yeah, but
man.
Just to lie about the job that you have when it's that important.
Bro, what do you care if you can get in them britches?
Because it's against the law. You just roll your eyes. This kid's gonna have, like you said,
you're gonna get arrested by the britches cop?
But that actually was the branch of the cops he was in this uniform.
King Britch.
252-WCMF. You know, Lisa brings up a good question.
What's that?
She writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says they make costumes for Halloween so realistic. Couldn't this kid have gotten one online? It's okay for Halloween? Seems stupid. Good point.
Yeah, you could dress up as, you could get those legitimate cop outfits.
I guess that's the one day you're, nothing counts.
So, like, if I go, if you know, Kimmy, back in the day.
You're an adult.
Sexy cop. Okay. How high do the shorts have to be?
Yeah.
Like, or how low do the shorts have to be where I could be arrested for actually impersonating a police officer?
Like, it's a little too close.
Officer fishnets.
All those strippers, guys that show up at bachelorette parties.
Yeah.
Can those men be arrested for impersonating a police officer? Because he got a call here for too much heat. You're under arrest. 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Ben. Hey, Ben. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good. Good to hear from you.
So, what about when you're a parent and you have to play pretend with your kids? Are you too old for that, Ned?
Well, no, because you're participating really with a child, Ben.
Yes, I understand that. But Tommy said after you're 18, you're too old.
No, I think if there's a kid in, would you agree if there's a kid
involved? That's a different
you're
scenario.
You're not doing it for your own fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, you're with your kid doing something.
So it's okay for me at 41 to bust out the Batman voice with my 4-year-old and 5-year-old. I'm not too old.
Hmm. You what, Ben? What does your Batman voice sound like?
You want me to do it?
That's
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
So my Batman voice sounds kind of like this, and I have to fight for Gotham.
Wait, Batman has throat cancer?
According to Christian Bale's Batman, he has throat cancer. But,
all right, yeah. Ben, I think it's okay for you to pretend with your kids, buddy.
That sucked.
Thank you for the call.
I mean, to his point, though, there are some dads that take pretend too far.
Oh, sure.
Like, now I know you're just doing this on your own.
For example?
I don't know, like a dad that wants to be a superhero or something.
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this question. Because, all right, we got a bunch of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF. The easiest way to get us. Jules writes us.
Yeah.
She's a lady talking about the 17-year-old kid arrested after he got his hands, according to police, on a law enforcement officer's uniform, took pictures, sent it to someone online saying he was a cop. She says, you're never too old to dress up and play pretend. I am 27. I do cosplay. I go to conventions.
Cosplay.
I go to conventions where thousands of people do it too. Hachiroku writes us. My girlfriend is 24. She cosplays. What?
Cosplays
a lot. Very elaborate anime outfits. Hours and hours of work go into making them. I'm her photographer. A lot of the outfits are very sexy. I will never complain. Where does cosplay fit into this?
Ooh.
Well, it's more of a kink.
No.
Or a fetish, really.
No, what? There are people that dress up like Sonic the Hedgehog.
No, but she was saying like some of her sexy and stuff like that. I mean, if you're doing it to get your kink off, who cares?
Julie didn't say sexy. Jules.
Right.
I know.
Hachiroku, the dude, said it was sexy. Kimmy, where does cosplay fall into this?
I mean, I think it's more. I think of that more as like a hobby, I guess. I don't know. I kind of put that in some separate category because I don't think a lot of those people are doing that on a daily basis. Like, they look forward to these conventions where they can go for a day. It's almost like an extra day of Halloween.
Yeah.
It's still pretending. You
know? Right.
Yeah. You're still pretending.
I don't know. It's different for me because it's not like they're like living their day-to-day lives that way.
Okay, but
If we knew somebody down the hall that was doing this, man, we'd kill them.
We probably know. There's someone in your life who does this. It's very mainstream.
Guarantee you there is.
It's very
mainstream.
It's extremely mainstream.
Going to the costume show?
Like, even if they don't go and
dress
up.
Going to the costume show, he said.
What is it?
Are you going down to the costume show down there?
Are you taking your costume downtown?
There's a lot of bottles there. What is that, a costume factory? Give me your second.
No, I was going to say, even if that person doesn't go and dress up, it still could, I mean, they just could be really into that video game or that comic or whatever it is, show.
Are there more adults pretending than we thought now that we're getting all of these?
So this is almost going into like role playing.
It's so popular, so there has to be.
It's not always sexual.
Okay.
In fact, I
will say this, but if you're an adult doing this, and you're not doing it for sex, what are you doing?
They do it because it's an interest. It's a hobby.
That's sad.
They love the show. They love the video game.
The creativity of designing their own costumes.
But you're not creating anything. You're actually mimicking whatever is out there.
An hour ago, you argued that AI music was okay.
Yes.
And now you're saying that people creating their own takes on costumes from shows and cartoons is not creative.
Sad and uncreative.
Okay. We got more Instagram messages coming in. We had asked earlier, at what line are you arrested for impersonating a cop, okay? Jacob writes us on Instagram, and I'm going to write it the way I think he said it, okay? Or read it that way. It would have been fine wearing the uniform, but they draw the line when saying they're a cop. Why would you wear the uniform if you didn't want people to think you were a cop?
Yeah, what would you say?
Right?
Yeah. You'd have to say you're a cop. Right, kind of goes hand in hand here.
Exactly. Brian actually raises a good question on Facebook. He says, with this specific kid, if he's arrested for pretending to be a cop,
yeah,
does that disqualify him from actually becoming a cop later in life?
Oh. Well, you said if he's a kid, they won't know anyway.
Well, I mean, the record, but I don't, I mean, do the police be it? Yeah, think of the irony.
Yes.
Yeah.
You want to be a cop, you dress up like a cop at 17, you can't become a cop because you pretended to be a cop.
Ever. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you screw up your whole career before it got started.
See, here's the thing. Like, I want to have sympathy for this kid, too.
Yeah.
But I'm also trying to imagine what a 17-year-old that I knew back in the day.
That would be that to that level. Yeah.
Like, that would. If I went into school my senior year of high school and I found out, you know, my buddy Nate got arrested for pretending to be a cop, like, I think that's when I start to give Nate a wide berth. And he was a good dude.
Okay.
Nate was a good dude.
But I knew somebody weird. Every kid when I was 17 was weird. Every kid had something.
No, I don't disagree with that.
You know what I mean?
But you're pretending to be something.
Like, every boy goes into his room, closes the door, and does weird stuff.
Okay, but that's behind closed doors.
Right, but I guess when you're doing it in the open, something.
You've taken it one step too far.
Like, I can't imagine, like, if my generation back in the day had cell phones and cameras.
Yeah, you wouldn't be alive. None
Everybody would have been arrested.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Just go to jail.
You know, you said you're anti-imagination. Duncan,
I didn't say anti.
You just said anti-imagination.
I don't consider that imagination, you copying somebody.
Well, you're saying people are creepy that have
creepy.
It.
By the way, every idea has already been done. You're copying everything when you come up with a new idea.
Ooh.
Write that down. Don't, because that's copying. Duncan writes us on Instagram, Duffy at WCMF.
Okay, Duncan.
Duncan says, how long has Tommy been pretending to be a radio host?
32 years this October. Before that, I pretended to be a comic.
We'll wrap it up with this.
What is it?
Connor writes us.
Connor.
Again, we lead the league in Connors.
Yes, we
got
do.
So many Connors, bro. Tommy's right about the kink part. I've been to convention with cosplayers, and those people are a lot more horned up than you'd think.
Of course they
Not
are, man.
Not even vanilla. It gets
it's
weird.
A cover, man.
Everyone gets horned up, man.
I bet you that whole convention hall smells like butt by the end of the weekend.
All right.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay, thank you.
But.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There is no reason for this to happen the way that it did.
Okay.
No effing reason.
What happened?
I'm telling you right now,
Yeah. The
only reason these cops did this the way that they did it was for this video to go viral. And I feel horrible for these kids that are now, without question, scarred for the rest of their lives.
So did the guy really do something bad?
I'm going to let you decide.
All right.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. We will jump right into it. There are some iconic photos and videos of major celebrities being arrested that stick with you for
a while. Oh, sure.
OJ's Bronco chase.
Yeah, number one.
There's that famous picture of George Carlin being arrested for obscenity.
Okay.
Oh, Donald Trump, for instance.
Yeah.
But they may all pale in comparison to this man.
Really?
Actually, not a man. This rat.
Rat?
Chuck E. Cheese was arrested over the weekend.
What'd he do?
According to police, Chuck E. Cheese was arrested for theft of a credit card, criminal use of personal information, and fraudulent use of a credit card.
Chuck himself.
Chuck E.
Cheese.
The video, if you have not seen, which has gone viral, the police in Tallahassee, Florida.
That makes sense.
Showed up at the Chuck E. Cheese where this man, Jeremel Jones, was working.
All right. So he's in costume.
He is. Well, here's the thing. They don't know he's in costume. They're walking around looking for him because they have a warrant for his arrest. They know he works there.
Okay.
At some point, someone who worked in the store, restaurant, ratted him out. Literally.
Ooh.
He was in the costume entertaining children. No. The Tallahassee Police Department, in front of the kids, while this man was in full Chuck E. Cheese costume, put him in handcuffs, arrested him, and took him out of the restaurant.
So they marched his red ass out of the store?
There are
children?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There are multiple photos and videos of Chuck E. Cheese, big head and all, hands behind his back.
So he's still got the full outfit.
He's got the whole thing on, handcuffed, being led by multiple police officers out of the restaurant. Man. There is a brilliant picture of him. The cop's got his hand around his arm. He's cuffed. Yeah. He's walking away, and you just see the giant head.
I mean, if you're a parent or even a kid, you got to think this is like a joke. Yeah. Like this is part of a show, right? Like they wouldn't.
Like they're
wouldn't
shooting
actually,
some kind of video.
They wouldn't actually handcuff somebody while the costume's still on.
Yeah, you really think you want to take the costume off.
Right?
No, they would not let him take the costume off.
So what are the kids doing?
Well, okay. So they blurred out all the kids' faces in the video.
But are they crying?
I have a question,
I can't tell. Yeah.
How wouldn't they have to? Wouldn't he have to take off the thing to like verify that it's him?
So after he was arrested, they brought him outside. Yeah. And that's the other funny part. It's like the cops were aware they shouldn't take the hat off in front of the
right?
kids, but they cuffed him.
Okay.
So he gets outside. I'm watching the video right now. They take him outside. He's in cuffs. He's next to the cop car. He's like hiding behind the cop car. They take the hat off him, the head off him, but he's still wearing the size 15 giant Chuck E. shoes.
The giant hands.
And the hands, the rest of it, and they put him in the cop car.
Yeah, how'd they get him in the cop car with all that stuff?
They took the head off and he fit. Bro, all right. Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not a big city police officer, right? You couldn't take him in the back and watch
That's
him get out of the costume?
Yeah.
No, yeah, you just scarred these kids for life. They watched Chuck
Bro,
E. Cheese get arrested.
They're Tallahassee kids. They're already scarred when they came out of their mamas. It's Florida, man.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
How do you not think about this? If you're he's not a violent offender.
So why do you think they did
I would just think like logistics of it all, you got to get the guy out of the costume.
Right? And why do you think they did it? I'll tell you why they did it. Because we're talking about it. Yeah. That's why they did it. They wanted the video to go viral.
They think it is funny?
I don't know if they think it's funny. I don't know if this is like, we don't put up with any BS in Tallahassee, Florida. Whether you're Joe Schmo or Chuck E. Cheese, we're going to take you in. Nobody gets away with crime in this town, no matter how much cheese or how many bands you've played in throughout your life. With a guy who drums who's purple and he's furry.
I wonder if he has to stay in the costume or if they let him just wear whatever. I don't know.
Like he's sitting in a cell with it on?
What you wear underneath. Like, do you have to sit there with the costume on?
I mean, that's a good question. I always assume there were clothes on.
I mean, like, but what if he's just in, like, shorts? He doesn't have, like, a shirt on.
I don't. Maybe they give him, like, whatever.
Yeah, the prison garb.
Yeah,
right?
But if you're just going to jail to sit for a little while.
Yeah.
No, maybe they don't have that is what I'm saying. I'm trying to imagine how I would have reacted at 6, 7, 8 years old.
Yeah.
If I watch Chuck E. Cheese get arrested.
I will say it's disturbing as an adult to seeing one of your coworkers get arrested at work.
Okay.
Because it's just so, the first time it just freaked me out.
The first time?
Yeah. It was always child support. Guys that didn't pay their child support. Cops would come in and they would cuff them right there at the meat block and walk them out of the store.
No kidding.
And it happened multiple times?
Oh, yeah.
Different people?
One guy. Three times.
Oh, my God.
And then another
one guy, three separate times.
Three
all
separate
at
times.
Work.
Yeah, all at work. And it was always child support.
See, child support would have made sense here considering, you know, how many kids rats have.
Oh, yeah, they pump them out.
Can't support that on
a
restaurant salary. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Over the weekend, Chuck E. Cheese was arrested. The man in the costume was wanted for credit card charges. They walked into the Chuck E. Cheese looking for him as an employee. Somebody on the staff ratted him out, said he's in the rat costume. While in costume, big head and all, they put cuffs on him. They walked him out. They took his big head off when they got him outside in the parking lot, and they put him in the car, but he's still in the rest of the costume. So he's got these size like 14 giant shoes on. All right, so let me fill you in on some info.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties are expensive.
I'm sure.
Kimmy, can you just do me a quick favor? Google what a 10-kid Chuck E. Cheese birthday party would cost. I would imagine, because it's always happening at a Chuck E. Cheese. Yeah. There were multiple Chuck E. Cheese birthday parties happening there.
Oh, sure.
And the big moment is when Chuck E. comes out. All right, what do we got for... I'm sorry, I thought you were...
It says a basic package. It said will cost approximately $200 to $300.
God
basic dear. Package starting around $100 for six kids.
Okay.
And each additional kid costing like $20 to $30.
Okay. So let's say you spent $250 on a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Yeah.
And Chuck E. gets arrested in front of you.
In front of my party that I just paid for.
And he does not get to bringing the cake out to you
because
he's been arrested. Do you get a refund for that?
I hope so. I paid all this money. I want my cake. My kid's screaming.
At least a free pizza, right?
I want free everything, man. I want this whole thing comped.
So did the cops kind of screw this restaurant over?
Oh, I bet you they did.
Well, they're definitely out of costume.
And oh, that's another good point.
No, Chuck E. ain't coming back.
How do you get the costume back from the cops?
Well, they got to bring it back.
Well, no, I'm saying, but that would mean there's no Chuck E. until...
Unless they have backups.
Backup Chuck E. costume?
Do. They probably have a backup system.
And he's back again, kids. This one's a little shorter.
Oh, God.
Do you think it sucks to be Chuck E.?
Of course it does.
Well, like, okay.
I don't know. You're like the man of the hour, though.
Yeah, but you got to handle kids all goddamn day. It cannot be fun.
No, but no matter where you work in that restaurant, you're going to handle kids all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're the center of attention. Like you said, like you're the star bringing out the cake and the pizza and everything, right?
All right, but let's walk through this, right? Yeah. Like of like the jobs you have to do working at Chuck E. Cheese. You have to be like behind the ticket counter, which sucks, right?
Because
I don't have enough. Or you'd have to be like setting and cleaning up tables, which sucks.
For sure.
Or cooking in a restaurant for kids where there's a whole bunch of food allergies now, which sucks.
Right.
I think being the rat might be the best job.
Inside the sucky job?
Yeah. I mean, at least that way you don't have to talk to anybody. Yeah. Ah, look at me. I mean, you're probably getting...
Probably doing it for short stints.
Probably getting punched in the genitals over and over again.
Yeah. Does he speak through the costume?
No, Chuck E. does not speak in the costume, but robotic Chuck E. will speak from the stage.
Okay.
Yeah. The Funtime Pizza. What was that called?
Oh, the band? I don't know.
Funtime Pizza Experience?
All right. I'm just thinking, like, working and dealing with the public sucks.
Yeah.
Dealing with the public when it's kids is going to be the worst in a restaurant situation where it's all for kids.
But like Kimmy said, they do revere you.
No, but they're also pain in the ass kids.
The band is called Munch's Make-Believe Band.
Munch's?
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the big purple thing.
Or Munch's Party Time Band.
That's what I remember.
Or Chuck E.'s Make-Believe Band.
Okay. And then
they really phoned that one in.
And we don't even have time to get to the singing Elvis they used to have, so we're going to move on, right, which terrified the crap out of him. He was a dog dressed as Elvis.
Oh, singing Elvis.
But he would just like pop on without warning.
And he was like 7 feet tall. Yeah, it was horrifying.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.